the ability to rip the ball away like Malcolm did last week against the Jets, how much of that is practice, repetition? How much of it is just an innate sense of, I got to make a play? How much of it is a bit of both?
It's more instinct. I think guys, certain guys have a knack for it. I mean, Malcolm did it last year down there against Anderson on a play where somebody else had him wrapped up and he was able to punch the ball. So I think it's more instinct of seeing the ball. If, you know, Bill always talks to us about, you know, on film, when you see a guy who's loose with the ball, it makes defenders think they can get it. So on that play, you could see, like, the ball was kind of out there and he was able to punch at the ball because dude was already on him. So we always talk about, you know, the second guy in having an opportunity to attack the football, you know, but the first guy kind of focusing on making a tackle. So he did a good job of just realizing that. And then, you know, all of us kind of realize you get down by that goal line, you know, sometimes it doesn't matter if you tackle him, if the guy's going to fall in the end zone. So I thought he did a good job of knowing, like, this guy's headed towards a pylon. Let me try to swing at the ball.
How do you balance going for the ball with making a tackle? Because I know that there are times where if you're reaching and concentrating on the football, maybe you're not doing your job fundamentally, you know, technique-wise.
Yeah, if you play for the Patriots, you make sure you make the tackle first.
How do you, for the whole, I guess, secondary, how much of a problem is Julio Jones to kind of figure out where he is, cover him, and not let him just kind of run the roughshod over you guys?
Yeah, I mean, they do a good job of, you know, moving him. He's not just at the X backside, so it puts a lot of stress on the defense. I think of overall, everyone has to know where he's at. You know, it's not even just the secondary. The backers have to know. So, you know, it puts a ton of stress on you. You have to know where he's at, you know, what they like to run from, where he's at. So it's something I think we're fully aware of. Everyone on defense is kind of zoned into, you know, knowing where he's at and how we're getting him. And all the different calls. But I think the hardest thing is to have so many other guys that are good players that you got to know where Julio Jones is, but you can't just ignore, you know, the rest of those guys on the field. And then Matt Ryan does a good job of spreading the ball around. It's not, you know, it's not just get the ball to Julio Jones. It's, you know, throw to the best matchup. It's where, you know, where's the coverage at? Let's go opposite. So, you know, that offense on a whole puts a ton of stress on you.
How impressed you were with Johnson's ability to come in and play as much as he did, especially on short notice?
Very impressive. You know, I think I said it after the game. You know, Saturday morning he came in and it kind of accelerated from there. So I thought he did a great job of, obviously, when we were in meetings and we were together, of talking, asking questions. But I think, honestly, probably the most work he did was probably with just himself, jumping into the film, you know, watching more stuff to exactly see. You know, when you're a backup more, you're kind of trying to see everything because you don't know what role you might be thrust upon, you know, once you're in the game. But I think once, you know, he knew he was starting, it was kind of like, all right, let me focus in on this. And I thought he did an awesome job of just, you know, being ready and competing. And then he still had to do his job in special teams. So, you know, he played a good amount of plays Sunday and stepped up big for the defense.
Is it asking too much to ask somebody like that who's, you know, he's really only played one game defensively for you guys to chip in and help slow down a guy like Julio Jones?
No, I mean, if you're on the field, you're going to have to chip in and slow down Julio Jones. All of us are going to have to, you know, so it's not just Batamosi, it's not just Malcolm or Chung or Jay Jones. It's all of us that are on the field. You know, I think that's been a good thing for us through the years is defensively, is when we have a game plan and we all execute it, it gives us a chance. You know, not just one guy doing his job. It has to be all of us in the secondary kind of knowing what we're doing as a game plan. And, you know, that'll be key. So, yeah, Bad is going to fall into that of being ready and chipping in.
Is it too simplistic to say this guy's one of the best receivers in the NFL, we just have to basically double-team him all over the field and just hope everybody
else? You're asking game plan now. You're asking game plan. We can't talk about the game plan. If I talk about the game plan, Atlanta finds out what we're doing Thursday, that's going to be even rougher on Sunday.
So that's a yes?
I don't know what it is.
When it comes to defending a bigger receiver, how much does size for a defensive back matter?
I mean, we all wish we were 6'3", and, you know, just as athletic, but – you know, I think in this case with a big receiver, the tough thing is that he's big and fast. You know, usually with bigger receivers, you know, guys that are smaller, you can outquick them. You know, you're a little bit faster. You really won't do that against him. So, you know, it's really just competing. You know, the last time we played him, you know, I thought we played excellent coverage. You know, he made three or four great catches, and that's what it comes down to sometimes. We want guys to have to make great plays, but when you go against guys like that, they're going to make some of those plays, and you got to live with it and line up to keep playing. So I think all our guys, competitors, are going to go out there and compete and, you know, try to make it tough and force Atlanta to make a great throw and a great catch. And, you know, if you've watched enough tape on them, you know that they're very capable of doing that. But the hope is that, you know, they won't make enough of those plays to beat you.
You talked about Matt Ryan. How good is he at disguising where he's going to go with the ball?
I think the biggest thing he's good at knowing what you're doing. So it's not even always disguising of where he's going, but it's the you're not fooling him. And, you know, wherever you're weak or light in coverage, it's where he's going. So, you know, he's in the same category of when we used to play guys like Peyton Manning and Eli, those guys that, you know, you can try to do a bunch of different things, but you can tell their film study is at a high level, and, you know, he knows exactly what you're trying to do, and that makes it tough defensively because, you know, every defense has a light spot or you know, a spot that's not, you know, the strength of the call. And when the quarterback is finding that, you know, 95% of the time, it puts stress on the defense. I think that's what Matt Ryan does.
Can we just look at the T-shirt?
Oh, it's just another cool T-shirt that I have. It doesn't mean anything.